This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Starting today, those seeking the state's highest offices will be making their way to the Secretary of State to file qualifying papers for the October 24th primary. So now, the campaigns begin in earnest. Expect more of what we've already heard from Edwards, Darden, and Nongel.
We can do better, but it's going to take real leadership to put Louisiana first.
Campaigns are about dividing people. Governing is about bringing people together.
The last name is Nongel. It has two L's. It stands for Loves Louisiana.
Unfortunately, I think we'll never be able to escape the platitudes of Louisiana politics.
So says Jeremy Alford with LawPolitics.com. But he predicts David Vitter, who has already built a reputation for exclusivity, skipping numerous forums, will become less accessible.
There are some candidates who are going to go on lockdown here pretty soon, not participating in forums, not giving open interviews to reporters. The strategy is just to sit tight, hold what you have, and hope that you don't pick up any negative press.
Of course, Senator Vitter has to return to Washington, with Congress reconvening this week. And he's got the funding to keep his image and voice filling the airwaves. His super PAC has already started running ads in South Louisiana.
A reformer with results. David Vitter for governor. Fund for Louisiana's Future is responsible for the content of this message.
And very different ads in North Louisiana.
Jay Darden and Scott Angel support higher taxes. Fund for Louisiana's Future is responsible for the content of this message.
Will those ads be enough to offset Vitter's inaccessibility? Stay tuned. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.